Hi guys, welcome back, welcome to my podcast. This is Drip of Dopamine and you're here with your host Inonge. And yeah, so on today's episode we'll be talking about Road to Eternity. But before I get into that, I want to talk about something. So for those of you who know, and for those of you who don't know, I cut my hair. Yeah, I went for the big chop. And like many of you have been asking why I did it, and I've been saying I just wanted to, and like that's part of the truth, but there's more to it. The reason I really cut my hair is because in a way I was challenging myself. Many of us African girls have grown up being told that our femininity is in our hair. Oh, we must always take care of our hair. No, don't do this to your hair. Don't do this to your hair. It's going to get damaged and all. So it's like we've grown up taking care of it. And, you know, because it's our crown. It's important, you know. And, like, I was challenging myself because I've grown up knowing that my hair makes me look beautiful. My hair makes me look pretty. You know, my hair attracts people and all. And, like, I now know better. And I'm grown and I see it differently. So, you know, like I cut my hair because I was proving to myself that my beauty is not in my hair. My beauty is not in my outward appearance. My beauty is inside me. My beauty is how I treat people. My beauty is in how I talk to people. My beauty is in how I act, you know. My beauty has never been and is not in my hair. For those of you who believe your beauty is in your hair, that's okay. Like that's really okay. But for me, I'm learning to tell myself that my beauty is not in my hair. So yeah, I cut my hair. It's short. I'm out here looking like a little boy. You can call me innocent. But yeah, you know, and like at first I was scared, to be honest. I was really scared, but I did it, and I'm so happy that I did it. And, you know, it's brought a new definition for me. It really brought a new definition for me. Because now, like, you know, I'm showing different parts of me. And believe it or not, like, every female has a masculine side to her. Like, every female has that masculinity to her. And for some, it's in their broad shoulders. Some, it's in their calves. And, you know, so many different things. And it's okay to have those parts, you know, like you don't have to be scared, don't feel insecure about it. No, my shoulders are broad, so I'm always wearing long sleeves so it doesn't show as much. Sis, wear that off shoulder if you want to. That's your body. Whether you have broad shoulders or whatever, whether you have a beard, whatever it may be, biologically, you're a female. And you know yourself that you're a female, so your attributes, or rather your features, shouldn't make you feel like you're a male, because you're a female and you're beautiful inside and out, honey. So yeah, that's the reason why I cut my hair, because I was challenging myself. And yeah, so now let's get into the gist. So Road to Eternity. Initially I had a whole plan of what I would talk about in this episode, but like God told me, he was like, no, you have to talk about this because it's needed. You have to talk about it. And here I am talking about this. So Road to Eternity. What's the road to eternity, first of all? Like, what's the road to eternity? For me, the road to eternity is the road to salvation, the road to knowing God, the road to being with God, you know. And for me, it honestly took me a while for me to make the decision to give my life back to Christ. And I really feel like I wasted a lot of time. I don't know why, but I really wasted a lot of time. I did many things I shouldn't have done. I did many things I regret. But I'm learning not to live in my past. I'm learning not to dwell on my mistakes, because we're human, we're bound to make mistakes. And I know and I believe that my sins, the ones I committed, the ones I'm yet to commit, because I know like I'll fall short of the Lord's glory many and multiple times, but I'll keep getting back up. I know that my sins have already been paid for, and so I shouldn't dwell on them, and I shouldn't say, no, because I did this, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of God's love, of His grace. No, my sins have already been died for on the cross of Calvary, and I know it. They were died for by Jesus, the Son of God. And yeah, you know, like, I did many things, guys, many things that I shouldn't have done. I said many things I shouldn't have said. And, you know, like, it was really hard. And back then, for me, it was okay, you know. I mean, I was chopping life, you know. For me, I was really chopping life. And now when I think about it, like, I was really just wasting my time. Like, yeah, I won't lie and say I didn't have fun. I did have fun, but, like, I could have been doing better things with my time. But I chose to do otherwise. And that's okay. Like, it's really okay, because now I'm doing better. And now I've given my life back to Christ, and I'm a better person than I was a few months ago. And I'm honestly so proud of myself. Like, I really went through a lot, because I once made the decision, but I went back on it, and I started doing things I shouldn't have done. And, you know, I decided to make the decision again, and here I am, and I'm standing firm in my faith. And, you know, yeah, I'm doing great, or rather, I believe I'm doing great. So yeah, like, I know many people who say, no, because I've done this, I can't pray. No, I've fornicated, I can't pray. No, I'm an alcoholic, God won't accept me. No, I steal, God won't accept me. That's not the truth, guys. At the end of the day, whether you sin, you don't sin, we're still all children of the Lord. And as long as you call out to Him, He'll accept you. And it says in Romans 10 verse 12, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's the truth. As long as you call out to Him and surrender your heart to Him, then you'll be saved. No matter what you've done, no matter what you do, whether you fornicate, you lie, you steal, whatever it may be, guys, as long as you call out to the name of the Lord, then you'll be saved. And many people think, no, for me to do that, I have to change so much about myself. I have to sacrifice this, sacrifice that. And that's honestly not the truth. You don't have to change anything about you. Just go as you are, surrender your sins to Him, and, like, just repent. Just repent. Like, that's all you have to do. He'll change your habits for you. He'll change your ways for you. Everything about you, He'll do the job. It's like you're the patient and He's the surgeon. He's just like, he's literally doing everything for you. So you don't have to do much. So don't have that idea of, no, I have to go humbly to Him. I have to go as an innocent person, whatever it may be. I first have to change. I have to stop doing this. I have to stop doing that. That's not the truth. Just go to Him, surrender your heart to Him, repent. Then you're good. He'll do everything else for you. All you have to do is just obey Him. Being a child of God is just about obedience and discipline. Like, that's really what it's about. And many people are dilly-dallying, or should I say doubting, whether they should give their lives back to Christ or not. And I think many are doing this because of what's happening. Like, this whole pandemic thing, and their personal problems, like, you know, they're thinking, like, if there was a God, would these things be happening? And yeah, they would. And there is a God. And people think being with God means the storms won't come. That's not the truth. Just because you're with God doesn't mean the storms won't come. Just because God is on your side doesn't mean bad things won't happen to you. It doesn't mean pain won't come at you. It doesn't mean that. And in Mark 4 verse 38, it's the story about Jesus with His disciples on the boat, and the storm comes. So it reads, Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with His head on a cushion. The disciples woke Him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" It says shouting, right? And one only shouts when they're either upset or scared. And I mean, when you're scared, you obviously shout help, you know, like, you shout for help. And they were scared. Why? Because they never expected it. And many people think, just because you're with God, storms won't come at you. Just because you're with God, then pain won't come to you. That's a lie. Like, storms will come, pain will come to you, But the thing is, while you're going through all that, God will be with you, and he will guide you, and he'll help you get through whatever you're going through. And that's the truth. Just because you're with God doesn't mean it's all going to be perfect. No peaches and cream, no this and that, no guys. Bad things are bound to happen, and it's the hard truth. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. Bad things are bound to happen. And many of us need to wake up. Many of us are being ignorant and are saying, no, I still have to enjoy life before I decide to give my life back to Christ. I haven't yet decided. I'm not ready. It's okay if you aren't ready. It's okay if you want to take time to think about it. That's okay. But you need to keep in mind that tomorrow is not promised. What if you die today? What happens? What if you die tomorrow? What happens? I'm honestly encouraging everyone, whenever you get a chance to give your life back to Christ, take it with both hands. Take it. Because not many people have had the chance to do that. Many people have died sinners. Many people have died without even knowing God. And many people are dropping dead each and every single day. We're seeing rest in peace, this and that. Like, use your chance while you have it. Don't let it be taken away from you. And, you know, even in Mark 13 verse 36, it says, if he comes suddenly, he must not find you asleep. So wake up, guys. Wake up. It's time for you to wake up, because we can see so many things are happening. The Bible is literally unfolding in front of our eyes. The world is coming to an end, and it's the hard truth. It's coming to an end, and we need to, you know, we need to do the right thing. And I know many people say, no, because I'm depressed, no, because I have depression, no, because I did this, no, because I did that, then God can't accept me. Or no, how can there be a God when I'm going through all this? No, God is not good. He's making me go through all this pain. Why? I'm his child. The truth is, God is attracted to the broken. He's attracted to weakness, because our weaknesses make room for him to show us his power. And in James 4 verse 6, it says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And in Romans 5 verse 8, it says, I loved you at your darkest. And that's the truth. The truth is, many of us only go to God when we're in pain, when we're broken, and when we need him. And that's honestly sad. And he knows that when he gives us such pain, we'll go back to him. That's his way of us getting, you know, like he wants to get our attention. He wants us to go back to him. Many of us go through many bad things, and we don't know why. But sometimes it's just because God is trying to help you find your way back to him. Because he knows you only pray to him when you're broken. When you're happy, you even forget that there's God. You forget that he's the reason that you're happy. And you only go to him when you're broken. And that's exactly why many of us go through many things that we don't understand. The reason is because God is trying to show us his power. He's trying to help us find a way back to him. And in Deuteronomy 4 verse 30, it says, when you are in trouble and all these things happen to you, then you will finally turn to the Lord and obey him. And that's the truth. Most of us tend to go to the Lord only when bad things are happening. And that's honestly not the way things should be done. Like, that's just unfair, and it's not okay. And many people say, no, the Bible says this, the Bible says that, God promised this, God promised that. Why isn't it happening? God said he'll come. Why isn't he coming? People are dying. There's a lot happening. Why isn't God coming to stop this? The truth is, God has not shown us what he has promised in this world, because he's given us a chance to repent. He's given us a chance to turn away from our sins. And that's just the truth. He's not coming because of people who are still sinning. He's trying to give them a chance to give their lives back to Christ. He's trying to help them find their way back to God. And like, that's just the truth. He's not coming because he's given us a second chance and you're seeing it as him wasting time or him being an unfair God. No, he's actually being very fair. He's giving you a chance to give your life back to him before he comes. And in 2 Peter 3 verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slow to show what he has promised, as some think. Instead, he is patient with you, because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sins. And that's just the truth. God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. It's the honest truth. But he will not force you to give your life back to him. That's one thing that he won't do. God has given us the ability to choose what we want to do. He has given us choice. And that's one thing that we have in our hands. So he will not force you to give your life back to him. That's one thing that he won't do. It's your choice to give your life back to him or not. People make it seem like being Christian is hard because you have to stop doing this, you have to stop doing that. It's not the truth. Being Christian is all about what? Obedience and discipline. Like, guys, I really went through a lot and I did a lot. The other time, my mother saw a video of me drunk. Guys, I was dead beat drunk. I was failing to talk, failing to sit. I was just all over the place. I was on the floor. I was standing. I was laughing. It was a lot, guys. And I was at school when she saw it. Because I sent the video to my sister. Who, my sister also. If I send you to this, God forgive you. And yeah, you know, she saw the video. And she called me in the morning. She called me in the morning. It's me. I wasn't even at my boarding house. I was at my friend's house. And yeah. So she called me, you know, she was shouting, she said, I can't talk to you. I've seen a video of you drunk. Guys, you know, refusing me drunk. Ish, guys. It was honestly a lot. Like, it was a lot. It made me feel so bad. I felt like I disappointed her. And you know, like, it was really hard. But still, I still didn't decide to give my life back to Christ even after that. I don't know why I didn't. I wish I did, but I still didn't. And like, you know, you have to know that no matter what you've done, no matter what you do, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what people say, guys, you can still give your life back to Christ and he'll accept you. Like, he'll accept you. Yes, true, he's still at the end of the day. And when you become a child of God, your ways automatically change. You start doing things you never saw yourself doing. You even start, you know, praying for people. Like, so many good things happen to you. And, like, that's, you know, that's the great thing about it. Just like Saul. When Saul became a good man, he decided to start using his name Paul. And Paul means small or little. And he did this to show that he became smaller, to show that Christ is greater. And this is said in the word. And when you become of God, you're given a new name. You're not who you were months ago. You're a new creation. For the old has gone and the new has come. And this is said in Revelation 2 verse 17, where it's mentioned that God will give us a new name on a rock when we become of him. And you know, and in John 3 verse 30, it says, he must become more important while I become less important. When you give your life back to Christ, it's not about you anymore. It's about God. It's about him and it's about you serving his people. And you know, yeah. And if you do decide to make the decision to give your life back to Christ, make sure you stand firm in your faith. Make sure nothing shakes you. But trust me, you're bound to fall. You're bound to fall many times. You'll make simple mistakes. Maybe you lie twice, you steal, whatever it may be, you're bound to fall. But that's okay. What matters is what you do about it. Will you stay on the ground or will you get back up? Because God will be there. He will be reaching his hand out to you to see if you get back up and continue on this path. And many, many will stay on the ground and go back to their old ways. But I'm advising you guys, just accept his hand. Like, he's there, willing to help you get back up. So accept it, you know. Take it with both hands if you have to accept it. Because it's the best, like, that's the best path for you. Because when you become of God, you get exposed to so many things. You get to know your purpose on this earth. And, you know, you just get exposed to so many great things. And in Luke 9 verse 62, it says, but Jesus said to him, anyone who starts to plow and then keeps looking back is of no use to the kingdom of God. This is for the lukewarm Christians. Today you want to be a Christian. Tomorrow you want to go to the club. Today you want to be a Christian. Tomorrow you want to insult. Today you want to be a Christian. Tomorrow you want to lie. Today you want to be a Christian. Tomorrow you want to kill. People think as if God only notices these big, big sins like killing, fornication, what. It's these small things that he actually pays attention to. The lying, you know, the talking bad about others, the gossiping. It's those things that he notices. And in this verse I'm from reading, he's trying to tell us that if we decide to give our lives back to him, we shouldn't look back. Don't look back. Don't go back on your old ways. I know it's going to be hard, but don't look back. Stand firm in your faith, you know. Like, for me, I don't know why, but it felt easy. Like, it really felt easy. Like, I changed my music and I listen to gospel. And you know, like, I know many people will be shocked and all, because there's one question I used to get asked a lot. You know, do you eat amapiano for breakfast? Because guys, amapiano, those jams, I can't lie. Amapiano slaps, I can't lie. And you know, like, I just stopped listening to other types of music, and now it's just gospel. And honestly, it hasn't been hard. Okay, like, yeah, sometimes I'll be sitting with my sisters and they'll be watching, you know, Trace or whatever, and the song will play and I'll find myself singing it. Then I'll be like, yeah, what are you doing? You know, but like, that's okay, because we're bound to fall. Like, I'm honestly still growing. I have a lot to learn, and I'm accepting that I won't be perfect in this journey. Like, I won't be perfect, and that's okay. I still have a lot to learn. So don't be too hard on yourself. You're bound to fall, but you need to get back up. Don't look back. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. Pick a side. And you know, even in Revelations 3:15-16, it talks about how God has seen that some of us are neither hot nor cold, and he's telling us to pick a side. God is telling you to pick a side. He's telling you to go to him or decide to be with the devil. And he says, if you're a lukewarm Christian, he will literally spit you out of his mouth. And on judgment day, he won't know. You'll be saying, no, God, I used to go to church on Sunday. But what were you doing on Saturday night? What were you doing? What were you doing? You know, like, don't be a lukewarm Christian. Just pick a side. If you want to be a child of the enemy, that's okay. Pick that side. If you want to be a child of God, pick that side. But just don't be a lukewarm Christian. Decide where you want to go, whatever you want to do. Decide whose child you want to be, you know? And if you fall on this journey or you make a mistake, that's okay. It's okay. You're human. You're bound to make mistakes. We're all sinners, you know? In James 2 verse 10, it says, forever keeps the law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Just because you think, no, I just lied, but I'm still a virgin. That doesn't make you any less or any better of someone who has actually fornicated. No, I just lied. No, I just stole. But I haven't killed anyone. That doesn't make you any better than a murderer. Because it has clearly said, for whoever keeps the law and yet stumbles at just one point, one, it doesn't say two, one point, is guilty of breaking all of it. You're guilty of breaking all the commandments. Just because you stole, you're guilty of breaking all the commandments. No sin is bigger than the other. And that's the truth. So stop judging others and saying, no, you did this. Me, I just lied. It doesn't work like that, guys. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work like that. And you know, yeah. So I'm honestly encouraging you. Just make the decision. Think about it if you have to. Think about it. But I advise you to make the decision as soon as possible. Because, like, it's the best decision that you ever make. Because I'm honestly being exposed to so many great things. I'm the happiest I've been in so many months, guys. Like, I'm happy. Trust me, I'm happier than I've been in a long time. And I'm so glad that I decided to make this decision, because, you know, I'm really happy. If you can hear my dogs in the background, I'm sorry. Forgive them. Just forgive them. And yeah, you know, like, I really want most of you to feel what I'm feeling, the grace that I'm receiving, the favor that I'm receiving. And you know, and one thing I want to point out is, just because you do good things doesn't make you a child of God. It really doesn't. What makes you a child of God is you believing in the one he sent and you giving your life back to him. That's what makes you a true child of God. Just because, no, may I give tithe every Sunday? No, I give to the poor, but you're still sinning. That doesn't mean you've been saved. Just because you do good doesn't mean you've been saved. You need to give your life back to Christ for you to be saved. And for those of you who want to make the decision, I'm here to help. You can text me. I'll help wherever I can. I won't say I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I still have a lot to learn as well, but I will surely help where I can. And you can also read Romans 10:9-10. You can read that. That will help you make the decision. It will help you, you know, it will help you give your life back to Christ. And yeah, honestly, I really want this for you guys. Like, I would really love for everyone to feel what I feel, the grace I feel, the love I receive. Because I now see myself in a different light. What I once settled for is something I wouldn't settle for now. Like, you know, I see myself through God's eyes because I know that I'm a princess, because I'm the child of a king. Child of a king, honey. And yeah, you know, I really want everyone to experience what I'm experiencing, because it's the greatest thing I've ever experienced. Trust me, it's the greatest thing I've ever experienced. And you know, yeah, guys, I guess that's it for today. I really hope this has helped a lot of people. I really hope this has opened up your eyes. I really hope this has gotten rid of the ignorance that you once had. And you know, you actually decide to give your life back to Christ, because he's waiting for you. He's knocking on your door and he wants you to seek him. So trust me, whatever you've done, whatever you went through, it does not define you. Just give your life back to Christ. He will heal you. Whatever you're suffering from, just give your life back to Christ and he'll do everything for you. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you share with your friends, your family, your relatives, your cousins and your cousins. Yeah, you know. So thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for reaching to the end. I hope for the best, and I wish all of you the best. And you know, yeah, let's go back to our creator. I guess I'll see you guys next time.